It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good evening and welcome into Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball home opener for the Bearcats as they're taking on Metro State this evening. The Roadrunners come into the ballgame 0-2 after dropping a couple of non-conference games to Tarleton State University and Angelo State, while Northwest Missouri State, the number one team in the nation and the defending national champs, 2-0 on the year with an 89-65 over Upper Iowa last Friday night, and then last Sunday beat Northern State 71-60 in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. Good evening, I'm Matt Tritton alongside former All-MIAA performer for this Northwest Missouri State team, Andy Peterson. Andy, it's kind of nice to have you on this angle, get your perspective from a very good basketball team coming in tonight.
Yeah, it could be fun, I guess, I suppose. I don't even know what to say, really. It's going to be fun.
What are your thoughts? You get to see Metro State last year in Denver, a two-point win for the Bearcats, now seeing them come into Bearcat Arena, a team that's struggled to guard the ball there in the first two games.
It's going to be a clash of styles, honestly. Metro State likes to press. They kind of zone. In the coaching world, you call it, they kind of junk it up. But if you're good at it, it's not called junking it up, and they're good at it. So that's something that Northwest will, you know, we'll try to fight tonight. It's going to be, kind of like I said, a battle of styles. So we're going to want to slow it down and do our half-court thing like we always do. Metro State's going to want to get out and go and run and try to make you take early average shots and get going the other way. So clash of styles, kind of a battle of wills almost.
Bearcats, number one team in the nation, the defending national champs. They have a winning streak dating back to last season, which is now actually creeping up to 13 games, a chance to make it 14 with a win over the Roadrunners tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
State basketball this evening back at Bearcat Arena. The first time this season, saw the women's team come at home and get a win over Peru State on Wednesday evening. North trying to get one over their own here. State Roadrunners, a 64 win over the Roadrunners in Denver. Just Andy coming in. How much of a difference does it make playing on your home floor against an up-tempo team like this with the home crowd behind you as opposed to going to the hostile territory last year?
It's a lot different, especially when you consider the difference between Maryville, Missouri, and Denver, Colorado. I mean, Mile High, playing with the altitude. Mac talked a lot about that last year, I know, and even the guys did. They noticed that. So being at home, you slept in your own bed. You don't have to travel. You don't have jet lag on top of the altitude and all that stuff. You're You're welcome here, obviously. The crowd's for you. So there's a big difference home and away, especially early in the season like this. You can hear each other talk, that type of thing. So it'll be a much different game in terms of that. Also, you talk about between 2 years, you know, you lose seniors, you lose kids here and there that don't come back or something like that. You got two different rosters for Metro State. You got a different head coach than you did last year. So it'll be two different games, honestly, but it'll be exciting nonetheless. Like I said, battle of styles.
You think about Northwest, and you lose Devontae Mosby, Zach Schneider, Anthony Woods, three guys that are impactful on this team, but you also have Justin Pitts, the player of the year, progress a little bit more. Chris Ibuendow, a guy that Coach McCollum believes is the second best guard in the country behind Pitts, progressing a little bit more, and those guys combined for 50 against Upper Iowa in game one. If they make more strides this year, I mean, it's a pretty dangerous combo.
Right, and then the unsung hero of the whole thing, as Mac alluded to a little bit last week, is Brett Doherty. I mean, a guy that's just so underappreciated amongst, not so much the Bearcat faithful, they understand, they get it, but across the nation, because he doesn't fill up the stat sheet, and he's never going to. That's not his role. And honestly, yes, Brett, he doesn't want that, you know. So he's going to go continue to do what he does on the inside, let Justin, let Chris do their thing from the outside, and that, you know, that that dynamic relationship between those three is really going to help not only tonight and last weekend, but down the road as they continue to grow and continue to learn to play together. I mean, Ibu's only been here 2 years, you know. You talk about Justin and Brett, those guys have been here five, played together for 5 years. So there's a deeper understanding there. The longer you're in a system like this, the longer you play with those guys, the better you get.
Well, the first chance for the Northwest faithful to take a look at those players this evening. Northwest taking on Metro State out of Denver, Colorado. We'll take a quick break here on the Bearcat Radio Network. When we return, we'll hear from the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball back at home this evening, taking on Metro State. First home game of the season. Now chatting with Northwest head coach Ben McCollum. Coach, what's it like getting that first home game out of the way, especially after the great season you had last year, long run of neutral site games, now finally rolling back into Maryville for the first time since last season?
Yeah, you know, we're excited, especially playing such a good team in Metro State. And, you know, just being back at home where it, I guess, all started. And you know, we've had pretty good success at home. Hopefully continue that this year and starts tonight.
A couple wins early on in the season, the team shooting the ball well, and we see some new faces out there too. Just your thoughts on the early season play of Joey Wittes, a kid transferring in from Minnesota State, and then freshman Ryan Hawkins, who's getting his first getting acclimated to Division II basketball and playing well early, too.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about our newcomers. You know, just the guys that have been in the program that are starting to get some playing time, and then obviously with Joey as well. I think that we've got a considerable amount of depth, guys that can really play at this level and win games for us at this level, and that helps us a ton. I think our shooting goes up. You know, we've added some shooting with Ryan Hawkins and obviously with Joey. When we lost Zach, we added two. And so that helps a ton just in our offense to keep the defense spaced. And you know, hopefully tonight Joey can kind of get going a little bit and start to show how well he shoots it.
You go to Denver last year, you pick up a two-point win and a good non-conference win to propel you throughout that season. What do you expect from tonight out of the Roadrunners?
Good question. You know, they've got a new head coach. They compete extremely hard. They've got a lot of talent. You know, the last two games they pressed a little 2-2-1 back into a 2-3, and, you know, the 2-3 isn't exactly your traditional 2-3. It's just kind of run around and trap people. So you just don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they come out in, but whatever they come out in, we'll be prepared for.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
It's Ben McComb, Northwest head basketball coach. We'll take a break. Be back with more here on Bearcat Game Day.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazinga's golf offerings at MazingaLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Closing in on tip-off here from Bearcat Arena, it's Northwest and Metro State meeting up in a non-conference matchup here at the Northwest Classic. Also going on this evening, Truman State taking on Upper Iowa in the opening game. And Upper Iowa, a 110-92 win over Truman State. The Bearcats will face Truman State tomorrow afternoon. Going ahead and bringing you the starters for this ball game, starting off with Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats
as 5'9" junior point guard, the National Player of the Year, Justin Pitts, comes into the ballgame, 26 points per game, 4 assists per contest through his first two ball games of the year, the MIAA Player of the Week after putting up those numbers. Also for Northwest, a 5'6" senior from St. Joseph, Missouri, played his basketball at Lafayette High School as Xavier Kurth. Xavier comes in averaging 4.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game as well. Also a 6'6" senior from Stavanger, Norway, Chris Ibu Ndau. Ndau averaging 15 points per game, 7 rebounds and 2 assists as well. Ndau and Pitts combined for 50 in that season opener against Upper Iowa. Bearcats also starting a 6'6" junior transfer from Minnesota State, Joey Wittes. Wittes putting up 8 points per game, also 1.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists per contest. And a 6'7" senior from Omaha, Nebraska, Brett Doherty, who Andy spoke about just a few moments ago, a guy that's kind of a glue guy for this Northwest team, does it on the defensive end, also can get in the offensive act if he needs to as well. 16 points and 5 rebounds in a win over Northern State last Sunday. Also 4-4 from the charity stripe, so making strides there from the free throw line as well. Doherty also pulling down 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Those are the starters for Northwest, who comes in averaging 80 points per ball game and allowing just 62.5. On the other side for Metro State, 0-2 on the season. They are led by a 6'1" senior from Omaha, Nebraska, transfer in from North Platte Community College, Cameron Williams. Williams scored 24 points and lost to Angelo State last Saturday. He also averages 4 assists per contest. Also a 6'3" junior from Spain, Enrique Cortez Zotis. Zotis averaging 8.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per ball game. Also a 6'10" senior from St. Louis, Senegal, and a transfer in from the University of South Dakota. That is Bunima Keita, who's averaging 5.5 points and 7.5 rebounds per ball game. Also a 6'7" junior from Yucaipa, California, and a transfer from Mount San Jacinto. I should have let Andy do the starting lineup.
You're
clearly
doing a great job, Matt. Keep
Jaron Taylor, 11.5 points per game and 7.5 rebounds per contest as well. And a 6'3" senior from Denmark in Peter Mueller, averaging 6 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Last year, it was Mueller leading the Roadrunners with 17 points in that loss to the Bearcats in Denver. Let's look at the starting lineups for each team. Metro State 0-2 on the year, scoring 80 points per ball game, giving up 89.5. And Andy, you look at it in the way the Bearcats play defense, but also had that scoring acumen, you would think this one, if Northwest is hitting, have a chance to get out and take that lead early on.
Yeah, and especially if you handle the pressure. It's a little bit like the Elite Eight in the final, or the Elite Eight in the championship game last year up in Sioux Falls. If you can handle the pressure and the traps and that sort of thing, you're going to get easy buckets. You're going to get good looks. So like you said, if you can hit 2 or 3 buckets early, you're going to have a lead. And then it's just that getting into your efficiency and the slowdown game that you want.
Does Coach Mack in this group with a lot of veteran guys kind of welcome pressure like that?
I wouldn't say you welcome it, because it makes you a little uncomfortable, but you're not scared of it. You know, I mean, when you're rolling out a first-year freshman, a redshirt freshman, the first time in front of stands, in front of fans, you know, then it gets a little dicey. But you got the player of the year on your team, you're not really worried about much anymore.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
So, Northwest and Metro State, we are just about set for tip-off. We'll take a break and be back with the start of this basketball game. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and a community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Well, starting lineups being announced here at Bearcat Arena. Northwest taking on Metro State this evening. Bearcats 2-0 on the season. Metro State comes in 0-2. I'm Matt Tritton working with Andy Peterson this evening. Andy, pretty good ball player in his own right. Well, during his time here as a student at Northwest Missouri State, 10th all-time in career steals.
Oh, boy.
10th in career three-pointers made. 7th in career three-point field goal percentage. And an MIAA honorable mention player back during his time as well. So you've been through the rigor of these seasons. You've come in these non-conference games, these early season games with a good basketball team. What's the mindset of long season, but we're just scratching the surface right now?
Yeah, and really for these games this early, and like what Coach Mack talked about in his interview, you don't really know what they're going to do, especially the new head coach. You're really kind of just focused on you. You're focused on your teammates, getting to know the guys that haven't got to play a lot, the Ryan Hawkins, the redshirt freshmen, the Kirk Finleys that are starting to play more, the Grave Stars. You're trying to develop that chemistry and focusing on what you do and building. You know, instead of worried so much about winning this game, it's about the process. And I think we've seen that, especially in Max's term as head coach, and even in Pat's when I played, we lose a few early in the year, you know. But by the end of the year, you're playing well, and it's because of that mindset.
Well, busy weekend here for Northwest Athletics as well. The men's basketball team playing against Metro State this evening, then against Truman State at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll have pregame starting at 2:40 here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Also tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State football in the opening round of the Division II playoffs in Ashland, Ohio, taking on the Eagles there. That will be an 11 a.m. kickoff, a 10 a.m. pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And then Monday, right back at it, women's basketball playing here at home against Maryville University with a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:40 pregame. So it's got an exciting time here throughout. It really doesn't slow down from August through, March?
No, yeah. June. I mean, volleyball obviously had a great year. They just ended on Tuesday night. It's right here. It just keeps going, keeps on rolling, especially when you get, you know, basketball coaches to host a tournament like this where you get to bring in some other people, other fans, other teams. It's a lot of fun. Let's just keep going.
We are getting set for tip-off. Northwest comes out in their white tops and home white shorts with the green lettering, green numerals outlined, gray outlined in green, and Metropolitan State with their navy blue robe tops and shorts with the white numerals and white lettering. Bearcats will come out going left to right in the first half of this one. And it will be Doherty going up against Kata for Metro State for the opening tip. And here we go, the number one team in the nation taking on the Roadrunners. An opening tip won by Doherty. Flips it out to Justin Pitts. Bearcats going left to right this opening possession of the ball game. It is Pitts guarded by Cameron Williams of Metro State. Pitts with it left wing. Some pressure man-to-man defense as Pitts dribbles out near midcourt. Left side now for Xavier Kerf. Kerf the dribble to his left goes to Endow in the corner. Three-pointer is good. Chris Endow starts it off with a tray for the Bearcats.
Good sweep by Zave just to get in the paint to open that lane up.
I've seen that pressure defense from Metro State in that first half court possession already. Zotis with it. Bounce pass on the baseline for Cameron Williams. Can't finish the layup. Rebound comes down to Endow. Bearcats a three-point lead. Second possession coming down. It is Kurth to Wittes in the left corner. Three-pointer around the rim. No good. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Metro State. So the Bearcats will retain possession. And you have to feel like as the season goes on, Joey's going to find his zone and start to knock those down.
They want him to shoot that. That's kind of the Zack Snyder role and the part that he can do, so they want him to take that shot.
19:15 to go in the first half. Curth's pass inbound. It is picked off by Mueller ahead to Williams. In transition, layup no good again. Rebound tipped around. Williams grabs it and flips it out to Peter Mueller for Metro State. Short corner now for Cameron Williams. Drives in. Layup over Brett Doherty. Missed his first two shots of the ballgame. Hits that one. It's a 3-2 Bearcat lead. Now there's full court pressure from Metro State. Justin Pitts breaks it easily ahead to Doherty in the right wing. Doherty out to the right elbow. Now cross-court pass to Wittes. And back between the circles to Justin Pitts. Screen to his right from Doherty. Back left side for Endow. And back to Pitts on the right side. Flips the high post for Doherty. Guarded by Zotis. Over to Endow. To Wittes in the left corner. Another three. Knocks that one down.
There you go. Extra pass. Good extra pass by Ibu to kick that to the corner for Joey.
Bearcats a pair of threes early in this one from Endow and Wittes. They lead it 6-2. Just over a minute and a half into the ball game. Cameron Williams goes right side, hands off for Mueller, guarded by Kurth. Now left side for Zotis. Zotis guarded by Pitts into the right block. Might have been bumped a little bit there. Loses control, scoops up the ball, and flips it out to Taylor near midcourt. Now Cameron Williams, five on the shot clock. Top of the key, guarded by Doherty after the switch. Three on the shot clock, forces up a three-pointer and knocks it down. Cameron Williams averaging 19 points per ball game. He has all five of Metro State's early in this one. Some full court pressure here. A zone extended by Metro State. The Bearcats break it as Kurth gets it. Cross midcourt to Endow. Right back to Kurth. Now to Endow. Swings around Pitts left side to Wittes. In the corner. Another three-pointer left open. No good. Long rebound. And it will come out to Taylor for Metro State. Williams off to Taylor left wing. Between the circles to Mueller on the right side. Guarded by Kurth. Gets into the lane, goes up, left-hand layup, no good. Tips up his own rebound, can't get the fall. Justin Pitts pulls it down, and the Bearcats have numbers. Pushing the other way ahead to Endow. Goes in, layup, right hand, no good. Tipped up. Endow nearly pulled down his own rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Metro State.
It's a good job of Justin there, pushing that one. You get the long rebound, you got a chance to run out and go, and he kind of got Ibu a good look there. He just got to finish.
You know, that early non-conference game or exhibition game against Duke, such great athletes for Duke, Division I players, the size they have. Chris looked like he was showing off his athleticism a lot in that ball game. He's got a good frame, but a very skilled player, too.
Yeah, it's one of the guys you need in that type of game to match up with that. But, yeah, they did a great job. Got shots we wanted. See if we can do that again here tonight.
High post for Doherty. Goes in, left block, goes up, shot, good, plus the foul.
The biggest thing they're doing right now is they're getting it in that 2-3 zone. Bearcats are getting it to that high post, and that opens up everything right there. Brett, just one pass fake, one dribble, and finish. You get the and one, but that's how we got those threes in the corner early, too. Get it to that elbow. That zone has to respect it and collapse. You get the wide-open kickouts.
That foul coming up on Kane Van Heiningen, getting his first minutes of the ballgame, a 6'8 sophomore from Amsterdam, Netherlands, as we see Doherty knock down the free throw. Now 8-11 from the charity stripe so far this season. Alec Williams also checking into the ballgame for Metro State. Gives it off high post for Taylor. Taylor working on Wittes. Flips it back out near midcourt for Zotis. Zotis dribbles off his foot and it trickles out of bounds. The Bearcats get the ball back.
That's probably the third or fourth deflection we've had. You've mentioned it a few times. They keep losing control of it. It's really, really good defense right now, just being in the right spots for the Bearcats.
And Metro State wanted to go this full court pressure defense. The Bearcats applying plenty in their own half court. And Dow ahead to Ryan Welty. Welty to Pitts. Out to Wittes. Back to Welty. Thought about a three-pointer. Top of the key for Endow. Endow left side. Welty now to Wittes. They come out with the trap in the left corner on Joey. Takes one dribble and he gets fouled by Metro State. They had him trapped, but the foul coming up will bail out Northwest.
Fans are going to love this. This is the new cylinder call. You like that?
The cylinder call. You're leaning forward.
Well, it's just they're trying to clean up the reaching and the hacking, and I think what they really want to do is keep offensive players from swinging elbows. So they call it the cylinder. You invade that cylinder, you're going to get a foul for it this year.
Inbound to Pitts. Had a brief look from three. Instead goes high post to Doherty. Doherty inside to Endow. Goes up. Layup on the left-hand side is good.
Once again, getting it to Brad at that high post and him being patient. Ibu backdoor cut. Layup. That's just easy.
11-5, the Bearcat lead. 4 minutes into the ballgame. Cameron Williams walks up the floor, guarded by Endow. Gives it off for Shane Fox. Fox left side for Taylor. Guarded by Wittes. Drives into the elbow. Gives it off to Williams. Step back. He'll take a long three-pointer. Cameron Williams, too strong. Gets his own rebound. Flips it out for Williams. And a fresh shot clock for Metro State. Instead, a quick three-pointer comes up from Cameron Williams, and the rebound pulled down by Doherty.
Pretty athletic play by Williams there to go get that rebound on his own missed shot.
He is listed at 6'1". He doesn't look 6'1" from here. Right side in down one dribble. High post now for Doherty. Squares up, goes in. Left hand side. Layup no good. It is tipped out long, though, for Wittes. Then a fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Bearcats.
Good job of Ryan Welty getting in there, getting a hand on it, keeping that ball alive.
Between the circles, Pitts with it, guarded by Williams. High post for Doherty, back to Wittes. 18 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Screen to Pitts left. He takes it. Little crossover, gets fouled by Williams. And that'll be team foul number 3 on Metro State.
Once again, I think you're going to get tired, Matt. Hopefully you get tired of saying high post Doherty. Seriously, as long as they stay in that zone, if you're a Bearcat fan, you want to hear that all night because that means stuff's open one way or the other because you're getting in the paint with two or three guys above you and or behind you. So that's good news for us if we can keep doing that.
I'm happy to say it if it leads the points.
Yeah, exactly.
Kurth out near midcourt, left side for Justin Pitts. He'll take a long three-pointer around the cylinder, no good, and the rebound comes down for Metro State. Ahead to Williams. Williams gets it out to Jaron Taylor. Taylor, layup, and it's good. His first points make it 11-7. Metro State trailing by 4.
That's what they want to do, too. They want to run. You can tell that was quick transition. Didn't let us set our defense. That's what they're after.
Pitts near midcourt, right side for Kurth. Now for Ryan Hawkins, a freshman getting his first action of the night. Now Pitts on the left side. Spins around. Mueller goes in. Layup is good. That little floater from Justin Pitts.
That's what they call the kids these days, the float game, man.
His float game is strong.
Float game.
Cameron Williams brings it up right side. Hands it off for Jaron Taylor. Right wing guarded by Hawkins. Gives it off to Kyle Lawson. Lawson right side for Williams. Head and shoulder fake on a three. Now he'll take it. Off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Brett Doherty.
Pretty good defense by Zave there. Zave Kurth stayed down, kept Cameron between him, or stayed between the basket and Cam, so it was pretty good defense.
Kurth gets up the left sideline, breaks the press, out near midcourt for Doherty. Ball poked away from behind by Taylor. Metro State coming the other way. Taylor drives in, late over Pitts is good. 13-9 the Northwest lead, 13:45 to play in the first half. Kurth ahead to Ryan Welty, slows it down, hands it back off to Kurth. Now left side for Pitts, right back to Kurth on the right wing. High post for Brett Doherty. Back to Justin Pitts. Pitts, couple dribbles in, back out to Kurth. Xavier, shot off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Shane Fox for Metro State. Fox ahead to Lawson, the right wing. Off to Cameron Williams. Williams, left side for Taylor. Into the corner for Shane Fox, a senior from Colorado Springs, back up to Taylor. He'll dribble out near midcourt, hand it off for Cameron Williams. 14 on the shot clock. Bearcats leading 13-9. Williams gets in left high post. Kick out for Jaron Taylor for three. Taylor with 7 early points for Metro State. 13-12, the Bearcat lead cut down to 1.
That was the first time that Metro, I think, has really executed what they want to do in the half court. Got a good look out of it.
Bearcats break the press. Ryan Wilkie just across midcourt gets fouled by Jaron Taylor. We have a timeout on the floor with 12:51 to play here in the first half. Bearcats up by 1. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-36.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats ball out of the timeout. Endow drives in. Floater off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Metro State. Mueller with it. Gets it ahead to Alvaro Reyes-Abad, getting his first action of the night. To Kyle Lawson. Now Shane Fox out between the circles. Drives in. Right elbow. Gives it off for Reyes-Abad. Now back to Mueller. 13 on the shot clock. Goes right side. Guarded by Dre Starzl into the paint. Tries to flip it across the lane. Tipped by Endow. It goes right back to Kato. Goes up for the dunk. It's no good, but a foul coming up on the Bearcats.
Pretty good defense there. I mean, you said it, Matt. The switch there at the end. When that shot clock gets down underneath that 10-second mark, you're going to see a lot. You're going to hear that a lot. Switch, 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 just because you don't want to give up something really easy, really late.
Going to the free throw line is Kato for Metro State. And the first free throw is no good.
This segment, underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest Lum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region.
Nice.
How about that, man?
Nailed it. Kato makes the second free throw. We have a tie ball game now, 13 apiece. The Bearcats taking the time, breaking the press this time. Gets it across to Wittes in the left corner. Nearly gets balls back across, but the Bearcats get it ahead. Now with 15 on the shot clock, setting up offense here slowly. Welty into the right corner. Off the rim, no good. Dre Starzl gets the rebound, puts it back up, no good. The putback again is off. And the defensive rebound here for Metro State.
Dre's just got to slow down there. It's a great offensive rebound. Nobody around him. Take your time and finish it.
He looked like he was a little bit surprised that nobody was playing
right
at the last second.
Exactly.
Mueller pump fake on the right wing. Drives in, off the glass, no good. Kato pulls down the rebound, goes back up over Starzl and lays it in.
The shot fake made that happen because then Dre had to help, and that left the rebound wide open for Kato to clean it up.
Bearcats quickly break the press. Justin Fitz back out near midcourt. Bearcats trying to set up an offense here. It's like a 1-3-1 zone here for Metro.
Yeah, that's like what Max said. They'll just kind of change it up, switch it up. Be like that all night.
10 seconds on the shot clock. Inside the Starzl, kick out for Wittes. Left corner, wide open, in down for three. Around the rim and no good. Mueller come down with the rebound.
Good looks, really good looks here. We just got to knock them down.
15-13 Metro State lead with 10:50 to go in the first half. Cameron Williams, the Metro State leading scorer, drives right, hands it off for Alec Williams. Williams the free throw line now to Mueller. Metro State slowing things way down here. 9 on the shot clock. Mueller drives in, floats in the lane, off the glass, no good. And Dow pulls down the board.
It's a big rebound there by Ebu. He's up above the rim for that one.
Pitts walks it up the floor, gives it off left side for Endow between the circles. Now right side for Wittes. Bearcats have plenty of shooters, so if they start to get hot, these three-pointers, they could take that lead right back and run away.
Got to keep it moving. Someone get in the paint.
6 on the shot clock. In down with the right side. Screen from Starzl. Drives in. Little pump fake on the pass. Off the glass and in.
The Euro. With the Euro step there, Matt. Effectively done.
Guy from Norway. Expect that, right?
Exactly.
15-15 is the score now. 9:55 to go in the first half. The Bearcats and Metro State duking it out here at Bearcat Arena. Cameron Williams all the way in. Off the glass is good.
Tough finish. It's a really good finish by Williams.
Young man averaging 19 points, 4 assists per ball game for Metro State. Justin Pitts pushes it across the timeline. Metro State trying to come out with the trap there. Goes high post, top of the key for Starzl. Starzl into the corner for Wittes. Drives in, lays it up for good.
You missed a couple. You want to see it go in. Good shot fake. 2 dribble, lay it in. Attaboy, Joey.
We got so used last year to Zach Schneider. Got it. You knew he was going to shoot a lot of threes, not getting the paint. Joey, a little bit more to his game there.
Yeah, a little bit more versatile than old Zach.
Alec Williams working on Wittes, drives in, left side of the paint goes up, left hand no good, and a foul coming up on Kato.
It's a good box out, Dre. Once again there, just staying home, staying down.
Well, Bearcats in Metro State, all tied up, 17 apiece, 9:09 to go in the first half. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcats and Roadrunners all tied up, 17 apiece. Out of the timeout, the Bearcats turn it over. Alec Williams pushing the other way, gives it off to Cameron Williams. And the ball deflected off Northwest, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Metro State.
Grumbles of discontent from Northwest faithful there, but that was the right call. I think Brett got his hand on that, knocked out of bounds.
And it's got to be fun for you as a guy that coached with this team, played here, to see the crowds coming back in and filling up this arena.
That's great, man.
Jaron Taylor in the lane, jump hook no good. Rebound comes down for Ryan Hawkins of Northwest, redshirt freshman out of Atlantic, Iowa. Pitch drives in, left block, gives off to Ryan Welty, throws it down. Welty, the prolific three-point shooter, coming up with a big dunk that time.
That was one of those, we broke the press so many times we started pulling it out. Justin just kept going, and they didn't drop to help on Welty.
Alec Williams drives in, pulls up, 10-foot jump shot is good.
Tough again.
19 apiece, 8:15 to go here in the first half. Bearcats and Roadrunners. As Northwest breaks at that time, ahead to Ryan Hawkins. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Kirk Finley. Finley now back out to the left wing, into the corner for Hawkins. Quick trigger, three-pointer, around the rim, no good. Nearly an offensive rebound for Doherty, but Cameron Williams comes up with it, pushes back the other way, now pulls it up, and they swing it around left side for Jaron Taylor. Taylor dribbles back right side and gives it off to Alec Williams. Now near midcourt, guarded by Pitts. Dribbles left side. They switch Doherty on to him. Picks up his dribble. Back left side now for Taylor. Left wing. 8 on the shot clock. To the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Back out near midcourt. Alec Williams. 4 on the shot clock. Williams driving left. Bumped by Brett Doherty. And they come up with the blocking foul. And Coach Mack does not like that one.
That was 50-50.
Yeah. Well, you know, with where they were in the shot clock, you knew he was going to look for the contact or something to bail him out. And they got it.
Yep. It was a good switch. I mean, and like I said, it's 50-50. If I'm on the bench right now, I'm probably hollering. But up here, I'm not going to holler because
I appreciate
that. A little bit of viewpoint, too. You know,
yeah.
That's the other part about coaching. You guys, you know, you get so into the game. You're so close to it. There's a little more emotion anyway. You got more involved in it. So it's a little easier to yell down there, too.
Mueller inbound to Kathal. Right back to Mueller. Gets into the paint. Gives it off to Shane Fox, right wing. Left side now for Kyle Lawson. Guarded by Pitts. Gives it off. Mueller wants a three-pointer. Knocks it down. Had 17 against Northwest last year. And so far in this one, that's his first bucket.
They've kind of adjusted and went to the dribble drive, and we got a little crossed up there on our switches and our rotations there. That's why Mueller had that open one.
Kirk Finley left side. They come over, try to trap. He gets ahead to Pitts. Pitts right wing for Ryan Hawkins. Hawkins to Welty, top of the key. Left side for Justin. Back right side, Ryan Welty wants the three-pointer. Around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Kata.
We almost had that. We've gotten really, really close to a bunch of O-boards. We just got to keep going. We're going to get some.
Shane Fox drives in reverse, layup, no good. Kathal pulls it down, goes back up, no good. Rebound bounces around, it comes down to Kyle Lawson, puts it up, he can't get to go, and Doherty pulls down the board. Ahead to Kirk Finley. Finley to the middle of the floor, now out to Pitts right side. Come over with a trap to Doherty in the center of the floor. Doherty loses control, and he's going to get a foul call.
Yeah, anytime, Brett went to the floor, so anytime there's contact and the player goes to the floor, you got to call it. I don't think the official wanted to, but... And we're seeing Kirk Finley go out, get a lot of minutes now, as well as Ryan Hawkins. And kind of good to see a lot of these younger guys get relied on early and get broke in before the MIAA season.
Yeah, and it, I mean, right now, Dre Starzl just checks back in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it used to be kind of sort of the whole feeling of a sub comes in, you're just buying time for your starters to come back in. You know, we don't have that feeling anymore. It's everybody comes in, you've got your role, you've got your strengths that you want to bring to the team, so come in and do it hard for 2, 3, 4 minutes until a teammate comes and gets you and let them do their thing too. So
certain nights, different guys are hot, but does it play a role in saving legs, giving away, getting Justin less early in the season?
It has to. Needs to. And just like you said, too, just for that development of those players, you don't want to rely on Justin. You don't want to rely on Ibu too much. Get him a breather every now and then.
Left corner, Kurth with it, 10 on the shot clock. Up top, 4 in doubt. Right side now for Pitt, 7 on the shot clock. Guarded by Lawson. Step to his right, goes left side for Endow. Endow drives in, kick out. Hawkins for 3 at the buzzer, knocks it down. Ryan Hawkins with the bucket.
Ibu, that was a great 1-2 dribble, jump stop, kick to the corner. Those are the type of shots you want.
And that one ties it up, 22 apiece between Northwest and Metro State. As Shane Fox has it out near midcourt, guarded by Kurth. Barking out the signals for his team. Goes right side now for Mueller, guarded by Endow. 10 on the shot clock for Metro State. Tina likes to go up tempo, taking a lot of time off the clock. Inside to Katal. Right block, back out to Mueller. Pump fake, 1 dribble, puts up a 3-pointer, knocks it down, off balance.
That's one of those good offense always beats good defense. That was 30 seconds, a pretty good defense. Mueller just made a great shot there.
Kurth, 1 dribble, fires it ahead to Hawkins. Hawkins drives baseline, bounce pass to Starzl, back out to Endow. Near midcourt now for Pitts. Guarded by Lawson, drives past him, goes in. Little floater, that one off the mark. Tipped by Katal, and he pulls down the rebound.
I think Justin thought Katal was going to jump there. Kind of deked him out of, deked him out of laying it in.
Inside 5 minutes to go in the first half. Bearcats trailing the Roadrunners by 3. Mueller to Katal, top of the key. Drives in, right block, goes up, and lays it in. That was an athletic move for the big
very
guy.
Athletic. Almost a Euro step from a 6'11 kid.
Full court pressure once again for Metro State. Pitts floats one out to Kurth. Off to and down. The Bearcats slow things down. High post for Starzl. Out to Kurth. Drives in. Left block. Tries to fire pass back out to the perimeter. It's tipped and Katal comes down with the steal.
Jump pass. Can't do a jump pass. College basketball, they'll steal that from you 9 times out of 10. Stay on the ground. Pass fake.
Well, Mueller left side now. Up to the left wing. Gets a couple screens. Now gives it off left side for Jaron Taylor. Taylor trying to get the ball inside the kick. Guarded by Starzl. Starzl just goes up and picks it off.
Great positioning. That's one of those, your position is your help.
And a solid screen by Endow. Knocks down Lawson. Comes up. Gets the ball from Pitts. Nice inside pass to Hawkins. Hawkins kicks it out for Kurth, but it's tipped out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a solid screen in the backcourt. But, I mean, you're going to get that. You pick up full court. Eventually, teams are going to adjust. I'm sure Mac has said at some point, you've got to light that guy up.
Kind of look like Ben Althoff on the football field for the Northwest football team. 27-22, the Metro State lead. 3:57 to go in the first half. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Inside 4 minutes to go in the first half, Bearcats trailing at Metro State by 5.
Could be something special here at a timeout like this. Max always drawing stuff up. So,
how much of that's drawn up on the fly and how much is set plays?
A lot of after timeout stuff is drawn up, but we'll see. Doesn't look like anything too big here.
Pitts drives in right side, goes into the corner for Wittes. Pump fake, goes in right block, strip, but Doherty right there to pick it up and put it in for the Bearcats.
Once again, paint touch, driving in the paint, kick out corner, good shot fake, good fundamentals, get in the lane, good stuff's going to happen to you.
Bearcats back within three, Cameron Williams, top of the key, guarded by Endow, one dribble to his left, turns around, hands it off to Mueller, dribbles back out near midcourt. Guarded by Ryan Wilty, drives in, right block, goes up, layup is around the rim, and it's good.
It's a tough shot. And now they're in their zone. That's what they want to do. If they get those buckets, they can get in their press, get in the zone, try to mess you up.
Justin Pitts breaks that press all by himself, ahead to Doherty, right back to Pitts, right wing. Flips it out to Endow, left side for Wittes. Little pump fake on a pass, goes right side for Endow, but he's called for the travel.
Yeah, Joey got a little sped up there, tried to make a skip pass, and it wasn't there. Drug it sped a little bit. Got to slow down.
Transition like for him, too, coming from Minnesota State and having to probably do a little bit more on the defensive end this year.
Very much so. And just, you know, just your system, new teammates completely, new coaching staff completely. I mean, he's like a freshman all over again. So he'll get a lot better as the season goes on for sure.
Reyes Abad with it goes left side for Alec Williams. Williams guarded by Pitts, top of the key, drives in just inside the paint. Back out for Cameron Williams. What's a long three-pointer, and he cans it. 10 points for Cameron Williams in the first half.
That was deep. That's one of those, if he's going to shoot that, you almost let him take it.
And Dow stripped. Alec Williams gets it, flips up. The acrobatic layup, no good, but you get a...
That's there, boy, Williams. That's your six-foot point guard there above the rim. Yeah. Offensive goaltending.
That leads to a timeout on the floor. 2:34 to go. Bearcats find themselves down by 8. Timeout for Northwest. We'll go ahead and take this 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest down 32-24. Home opener against Metro State this evening. Roadrunners come out. They're full court pressure once again. Inbound from Endow to Pitts. They come over with the trap. He gets it mid-court for Doherty. Hands it off to Endow. They get across mid-court. Trap comes back over, and the foul coming up. And this one's going to be on Reyes Abad.
There you go, another cylinder call. It's going in emphasis this year.
And this one will send Chris Cebu and Dow to the free throw line.
So it's pretty much just a, lack of a better term, a cylinder around you.
Essentially floor straight to the
floor
ceiling.
Floor straight to the ceiling, shoulder width, you know, and 6-8 inches in front of your face. If your defender gets inside of that, it's going to be a foul.
And Dow rattles around the first free throw and knocks it down. Is there some leeway if the ball's out there and you reach in and...
I mean, I guess. I don't. There's always leeway. It's officiating, man.
It's whatever their judgment call is that particular
that's right,
day.
That's right.
Both free throws for Chris are good. He has 9 points in the first half. 2:18 to go. Bearcats down 32-26. Cameron Williams, top of the key, puts up a three-pointer. Falls down and he gets the foul call as he knocks down the bucket. That looked a little touchy from my end.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But I'm not going to say anything. But the point is, Ibu's got to get up on him. He's hit two or three now. You want Ibu pressuring him. He shouldn't even take in that shot, you know. So you close that a little bit late. He's hit two or three. So then Ibu go ahead and closes out, and you run into him. Maybe, maybe not. But either way, you shouldn't even been in that situation.
35-26, the largest lead of the night for Metro State. A chance for Cameron Williams to get the four-point play and extend this to a double-digit lead for the Roadrunners. As Williams, a 78% free throw shooter off the back of the rim, no good, and Dow pulls down the board. 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Bearcats down by 9. Pitts gets fouled as he's coming up the floor, and this one's on Williams, so Justin will go to the charity stripe.
I think you're probably going to see a lot more of that, Justin just taking it, because I think we're going to get more stuff in transition. We're kind of against the pressure, pulling it out a little bit. Mac's probably going to want to push a little more, get deeper, get more kick-out stuff, rather than just try to slowly break it.
Pitts, 4 for 4 on the year from the free throw line. His first one is good. And he only has 3 points in the first half, too. A guy that comes in averaging 26 points per game. Granted, we're 2 games into the season.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I think that's part of what Metro tries to do is you pick up in the full court, you're trapping, you're trying to take Justin out of the game. So,
second free throw is good.
Wouldn't surprise me if Justin gets a little bit more aggressive here in the last 2 minutes and then the second half.
35-28, Bearcats trailing by 7. Alec William, the 5-foot, 10-inch sophomore guard, brings it up. Backdoor pass for Williams, goes all the way in and lays it in. Cats trailing by 9, minute 45 to go. And Dow gets trapped, gets it ahead to Doherty. Doherty gives it off to Kirk Finley, right back to Doherty. And they swing it around to Pitts' left side, guarded by Cameron Williams, right side for Chris. Back up to Pitts, gets a screen from Doherty. Heads in, kick out, and Dow wants the three-pointer. Got
that was a good one. That was a good offense there. Inside out, Justin refused the screen, so there's no help there. Good kick out, he was ready to shoot it.
Got the wide-open three-pointer. Bearcats down by 6. Nearly turned over that time by Metro State. Reyes Abad almost let it go through his hands out of bounds. He picks it up, gives it off to Zotis. Zotis off to Alec Williams. Drives in, pass tipped out of bounds by Justin Pitts. He almost just handed that one right into Pitts' breadbasket.
Yeah. Thought his teammate was going to go back door, and he didn't. Went ahead and threw it, and the only guy standing there was Justin. I don't think Justin was expecting it, obviously.
Oh, look what I found.
Yeah.
Minute 6 to go in the half, 13 seconds on the shot clock as Reyes Abad will inbound baseline left. And he flips it out. Cross midcourt, and Cameron Williams comes up with it. Inside 10 on the shot clock. To the left elbow, goes in. Offensive foul coming up on Cameron Williams.
That's Brett. Justin did a great job of not letting Williams come off the screen. Only had one direction to go. Brett was standing right there, took it in the chest. If you're an official, I think, that's an easy call to make.
And a little added bonus for the Bearcats. You also send Cameron Williams to the bench with 2 fouls, so go at him early in that second half so you can get him back on the bench. Mm-hmm. Inbound comes into Pitts, ahead to Endow. They break the full court pressure up to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. His pass is tipped by Taylor. He gets it and tips it out to Pitts, and Pitts tries to throw a pass to Welty, stolen away by Mueller. To Reyes Abad, left side for Alec Williams. Has it left wing, he'll pull it out. And they'll run through their offense. Williams drives in against Doherty and just goes right into his torso and the foul coming up on Doherty.
Yeah, Reyes saw that he had Doherty on him, which is a point guard on a five-man, a center. So he just pulled it out. Pretty much just went to ISO game. Drew the foul on Brett. Pretty good offense there, really, situation considered.
Yeah, timeout now on the floor for the Roadrunners. They're up by 6 points with 35 seconds to go. Here in the first half, we'll go ahead and keep this one here. As Northwest trailing 37-31, 89-65 win to open the season against Upper Iowa. Then came back around against Northern State, beat them 71-60. And Northwest with a 13-game win streak that actually dates back to last season when they won their first national championship. And the experience for you as a guy that played at Northwest that came through as an assistant coach last year and to be there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and just experience that on the bench.
You know, it really, truly is indescribable. You talk about it for years. It's always your goal. I mean, even going back to when you're a redshirt, you know, you make the Elite Eight, stuff like that. That's always the end goal of everybody playing sports is to win your last game. And to actually do it, you know, it's a flood of emotions for the current guys, the current coaches, and even the former ones, the ones you played with, Coach Tapp, those type of guys, because they all kind of built into the culture here, and we always talk about that, so... It was pretty fun. It'd be a lot of fun to see what these guys can do this year.
Might as well go back to back, right?
Give it a shot.
Alec Williams with it, dribbling right side. 8 on the shot clock, 21 on the game clock. Out to Zotis. Zotis tries to find a cutting. Williams comes up with it. Layup no good. Kato puts it back in. 39-31 is the Metro State lead. 12 on the game clock. Pitts off to and down. Stumbles a bit, regains his composure, gives it off to Pitts' left side. Pulls up, long three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Kato. And Mueller puts up the buzzer beater heave, and it goes over the backboard. So at halftime, the Bearcats trailing Metro State 39-31. Had a chance to get a bucket there at the end of the half. Couldn't quite convert, so Northwest goes into the break, trailing by 8. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. Be back with more for halftime here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
We're at halftime from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Metro State 39-31. Bearcats trying to make it three straight wins to open up the season, while the Roadrunners trying to end a two-game skid as their season got underway. Elsewhere around the MIAA tonight, Central Missouri, they are taking on Cameron, I assume. It's really hard to read the MIAA website, what we have going on
in Warrensburg.
In Warrensburg.
Yeah, I don't know what they got going on there, man.
Central Missouri is in action tonight. Lincoln taking on Langston in a non-conference matchup. UNK taking on the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and Fort Hays State at home this evening, on the road against Colorado Mines. The Tigers 2-1 so far on the season. And, of course, the only other MIAA game happening here in Maryville. Bearcats trailing by 8 at halftime.
Around the MIAA, Matt, is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients cardiac scoring tests, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
8-point lead for Metro State at the break. We will step aside for just a little bit. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Well, at the break, Northwest trailing Metro State by 8 points. Bearcats
being led early on by Chrissy Buendow, 12 points, 4 of 7 shooting, a pair of three-pointers, also 3 rebounds, 2 assists right now. And it, at the break, in a locker room, what's Coach Mack saying to the team that's kind of turned the tide in these final 20 minutes?
Well, I think right now it's take care of the basketball. How many turnovers we got? 7? You know, we go a lot of last year. I think we averaged, or maybe it's the whole year last year, we averaged under 10 turnovers. So to have 7 at the break, that's probably the thing he's harping about the most right now, is just taking care of the basketball, but not being too conservative with it. Not breaking. I think we've gotten into that a little bit. We're breaking the press just fine, and then we kind of get really conservative. Instead of breaking the press and then continuing to attack and seeing what's there. I mentioned it early. The one time Justin broke it and just went straight to the hole and a dish, and I think Welty got the dunk. But there's a fine line there, and break. You don't want to get going up and down, like I said in the pregame, you know, because that's what Metro wants to do. But at the same time, you got to take what they're giving you. So I think that's what Max is harping on the most right now, is just got to take care of the basketball, and we got to attack, but attack the way we want to.
Well, Metro State comes in with a defense in the first two games that's been pretty porous, 89.5 points per ball game given up. And you have to think those teams breaking the press, knocking down open threes, and things kind of roll from there. You get the feeling that Northwest starts to hit in the second half, they could be well on their way.
Yeah, and it's one of those, it's the speed of the game, too. I mean, some of that is 89 points a game. A lot of it's because there's a lot more possessions, because Metro wants to get down the floor, shoot it quick, get in the press, make a turnover, shoot it quick again. So it's kind of a, I don't know, it's an inflated stat, I guess, for teams that want to go up and down like that. So, and for like us right now, like I said, we're breaking the press and then we're slowing it down so much that it's almost hurting us because we're not scoring at the end of it. Not that we're not scoring, we're turning it over. So you're not even getting a chance to score. We've missed a bunch of good looks, and those are a lot better than no looks at all. So take care of the ball. Keep your nose pointed downhill there, looking at the rim. One or two go down, someone gets hot. It'll change in a hurry.
Are you surprised that Metro's pressing, but then on the other end they're coming down making Northwest guard for 30 seconds?
Not really, because that's our defense. I mean, if you notice, when we score, we're hustling back quick, setting our defense. If you can hold on that initial 10 seconds, you notice every time they back out, they're turning around looking at their coach, like, what do you want to run now? You know, they're not real comfortable doing that, so they've hit some shots at the end of the shot clock. I think that's benefited them a little bit. You know, it's probably more like a 4 or 5 point game than an 8 point game, in my opinion. But at the same time, you hit shots, everything seems to work for you. When you're hitting shots, it doesn't matter what you call, it works. So, we'll see.
At the break, 39-31 is the Roadrunner lead. We'll take a break. Be back with your halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square, Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center. Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Northwest, 2-0 in the season, but trailing this one by 8 points. We are at halftime from Bearcat Arena. Matt Tritton working with Andy Peterson this evening. Andy, you'll go over a few of the stats from the first half of this ballgame.
Yeah, okay, with some stats. For Metro State, Cameron Williams is leading the way. He's got 15 points right now. Peter Moeller's got 8. Jaron Taylor and Bonoma Keita has 7. Rebounds, Bonoma's got 6, and that's probably one of the big stats right now. He's got 3 O-boards to lead the way for the Roadrunners. And then assist-wise, they've only got 4, so it's a lot of one-on-one stuff right now. Mac's probably looking at that, too. That's probably a good stat for us, but we can see there. For the Bearcats, like Matt said, Chris Ebelindau's got 12 leading the way. Joey and Brett both have 5. Justin Pitts got 4. Hawkins hit that 3 off the bench. He's got 3. So rebounds-wise, we got 14 rebounds. That's our lead right now, which is a lot of loose ball, long ball, out of rebound or out of bounds stuff. Dre Starles got 2 O-boards. Ebu's got 3 defensive boards. Brett Doherty's got 2 rebounds total, both defensive. And we've got 6 assists. So that's a good thing, like we said earlier. Early on in the game, we were talking about getting in the paint, getting those kickouts. That's what we want. Other than that, I'd say, really honestly, Matt, looking at this, it's the turnover game. It's a possession game right now. They've gotten 6 more shots than we have, but that goes on the turnovers. They've got 6 steals, which is, it's one thing to have 7 turnovers. It's another thing for them to be live, what we call live ball turnovers. A travel, you throw it out of bounds, shot clock violation, those are dead ball because they stop. Metro State's got to stop, take it out of bounds. You get your defense set. Steals are live ball. We're going, you know, and that's what Metro State wants to do. So that's a big stat, I think, the 6 steals is not only are we turning it over, but we're giving it to them, and that's what they want to do. They're able to run and score quick, get into their press better and quicker. So that's probably the biggest stat that steps out to me other than maybe the O-boards. They got 7 O-boards to our 10 defensive rebounds. That's not a very good percentage defensive rebounding-wise that we've got to clean up a little bit. And that goes in the possession game of them having, you know, 6 more shots than we do right now.
So Bearcats can come out, take care of the basketball, and limit possessions. One shot now for Metro State. They'll be well on their way to getting back in this ballgame, trailing by 8 right now at halftime. Bearcat basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take a break. Be back with the second half of action.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
just about set for the second half of action here from Bearcat Arena, but we owe you a station break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Andy Peterson, the Denny Matthews of Bearcat basketball, joining me here for this evening's ball game. First radio broadcast ever?
First one ever, I think, that I can remember. I got hit in the head a lot when I played college basketball, though, Matt.
I understand. You've got to be aggressive.
Don't remember all of them.
It was probably your coach during your redshirt freshman year that led to all that.
Coach Ben McCollum, everyone.
Well, starting out the second half of action, Metro State going left to right. Their first possession in the final 20 minutes of this one, and immediately a foul coming up on Keita underneath the bucket. Oh, no, excuse me. They actually got Enrique Cortez Zotis for this one away from the ball.
Illegal screen.
So 8 seconds in, one team foul on Metro State already. Bearcats quickly breaking that pass. Cross-court pass to Joey Wittes, ahead to Ryan Welty. Back to Wittes between the circles. Left side for Pitts. In the corner for Welty. Squares up. Now goes right back to Justin. As double team comes over. Into the corner for Welty. Flips it out to Wittes. 8 on the shot clock. Looks inside. Takes a dribble up top. Out to Brett Doherty. Doherty backdoor pass for right. Cutting Ryan Welty. Too far out of the bucket. Misses a shot, but he gets fouled and will go to the free throw line.
He's pretty patient there. Brett found himself about 30 feet from the bucket with 4 seconds left on the shot clock. It's a pretty good decision by him, actually. Take 2 dribbles. Welty realized it, recognized it. Backdoor cut. Get a couple of freebies here, Ryan.
This will be Welty's first free throws of the season. Already 2 points in this ballgame. First one is good. See Northwest go up against the up-tempo, full-court pressing Fairmont State in the championship last year. Playing teams like Metro State and getting into that rhythm early and putting that on tape at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, we watched Metro film at the Elite Eight, you know, even though it was 5 months prior. I mean, that's stuff that the guys, when they see that, they can then adjust to it and remember what it felt like. So, yeah, it was big.
Peter Mueller with it for Metro State. Drives in left side on Ryan Welty and lays it in.
It's tough.
He has 10 points.
I mean, it's really not bad defense. It's just it's a really solid offensive play. Mueller's got some strength there.
Pitts with it near midcourt. Drives left side, goes in, floats it over. Kaiton got it to fall down.
That's tough. That's the same thing Mueller did at the other end. That's just a tough finish. Good college basketball there.
That was a giant killer. Cameron Williams driving in, gets to the right block. Little pivot into the middle of the paint and goes up over and down and lays it in. Bearcats break the press. Pitts into the right corner. Trap comes over. They get it out to Doherty near midcourt. Looks at Pitts. Instead dribbles into the paint. Out to Wittes. Wittes trying to get it back inside to Brett Doherty and the ball's kicked.
Should have a reset to 20. There we go. That's a new rule again, Matt.
See, I was expecting it to go back to 30.
No. If it's under 20 and you get a kickball or something like that, it goes back to 20 now. It used to be under 15 and go back to 15. Anything above 15 would go back to 30. So,
good to have you here to walk me through these. Inbound comes in from Endow to Pitts to Welty right side into the corner for Endow. Trap comes over, goes back to Welty. Bearcats swing it back left side for Pitts. Screen to his left from Doherty. 8 on the shot clock. Working on Lawson. Goes in. Loses control of the ball in the paint. Out to Welty. Open three-pointer. Ryan knocks it down.
Good play by Justin there. He's going to shoot it, but he kind of lost the handle on it, but had the wherewithal to hit Welty.
And that one works out for the Bearcats as they cut this deficit down to 5. And now as Williams brings the ball up the floor, the officials...
Ooh, shot clock didn't reset all the way to 30. Shot clock went to 20.
Just give him 20.
Hey, John Hendricks, he's a professional. He's really good at this. He's been doing it a long time. Pretty sure, I don't want to date him, but pretty sure that he was officiating when I was playing.
That wasn't that long ago.
It was over 10 years ago, Matt.
Isn't it 10 years ago now?
Yeah.
2005?
03.
Year?
I redshirted 03, 04. Played 04, 05 to 07, 08.
Oh, well, 08. I mean,
it's 10 years from right now.
Right, it's 9. 2008 to 2017.
Good. Yeah.
I'm just trying to make you younger.
I appreciate it. I need that now.
43-38. Stoppage on the floor. 17:52 left to go in the ball game as they check things out and try to get the clock reset as well as the shot clock.
That's a good start. That's what we want. That's kind of what you mentioned. You got a couple shots to fall here. Welty got the free throw line. Obviously, you see the ball go in from the free throw line. The next possession, he gets a wide open look from three, knocks it down. We've gotten a couple stops down here at this end. They've scored a couple, but they've taken tough shots. So you hope the percentages eventually play out for you. You just got to stick to your guns, keep playing defense, keep rebounding, hang in there, keep taking good shots. At the end, it all should balance out. Good start so far for the Bearcats.
Cameron Williams inbounds to Kaytaw, handoff right back to him, top of the key, gets a screen to his left. They switch Brett Doherty onto him. Williams tried to expose that mismatch, goes in. Offensive foul coming up on Williams one more time.
Once again, it's Brett Doherty. It's a point guard. They set the screen with the center, so Brett switches on him. Every point guard in America thinks, okay, this is to my advantage, and it's not with Brett because he moves his feet so well. He watches film religiously. He knows what his role is, and that is to set screens for Justin, not turn it over, and to play defense, and that's just a great example of it.
And Cameron picked up a couple fouls late that first half, picks up one there, so he has three and heads to the bench. Zotis comes in for Metro State to spell him, so 43-38, Bearcats can cut it to a one-possession ball game. Pitts between the circles, screen to his right from Doherty, into the corner, Welty left open for three. That one off the front of the rim, no good. It bounces out, but Doherty with the rebound, and the Bearcats get a fresh 30.
Joey kept that alive for Brett.
Pitts for three, around the cylinder, no good, and Kaytaw with the rebound.
Good looks.
43-38, the Roadrunners still in front, 17-14 left in the ball game. It is Fox with it. Goes left side now for Taylor. Guarded by Wittes. Hands it off now for Lawson. Gets into the paint. Pass tipped and stolen away by Brett Doherty. Tips are as valuable as steals, aren't they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They come up with a big one there. 16:55 to go. Screen to his right from Doherty. Pitts takes it and gives it off to Endow. Back up between the circles to Pitts. Finds a posted up Doherty out to Wittes for three. That one no good. Ball's tipped out. Joey gets his own rebound and gives it out to Pitts between the circles. Right side now for Endow. Working on Fox. Couple dribbles right. Goes out. Welty for three. Got it. Ryan Welty, second three-pointer of the second half.
That's exactly what you're talking about at halftime, Matt. You get one guy that feels good and it changes everything. Here you go. Timeout.
And Metro State needs a timeout. We will take this one with them. 16:26 to go here in the second half. Roadrunners up by two. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
16:26 to go in the ballgame. Northwest trailing Metro State 43-41 on the comeback trail. Open up 39-31. They were trailing to start the second half, but have clawed back within two. No flash photography during games.
Matt Gorder. Can he tell everybody that?
I guess. Matt Gorder does it all. Also one of our underwriters from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville.
Great plug, Matt.
Got my Christmas cards from there. Alec Williams driving left side. He gets bumped and fouled by Xavier Kerr.
Yeah, a little handsy there, Zave. No biggie, though. It's all right.
Coaching perspective, Xavier Kerr coming out of Lafayette High School. Talented guy. Won a ton in high school. Battled some injuries in the early part of his career here. What would a full year of him being healthy look like?
It'd be great. Number one, he's your energy guy. He's your mojo guy. You need him. You want him. He's kind of got the swag.
Alec Williams into Cameron Williams, drives in, left block, lays it in.
Yeah. No, but to finish that point, Zave's just that
he's your glue guy, and you got to have that all year. If he can stay healthy, it'd be big for us.
Ryan Hawkins, right wing, back out between the circles, right side for Justin Pitts. 15 on the shot clock, left side for Xavier Kurth, looks inside, now back right side for Pitts, gets a screen, instead he'll pass it to Kurth, one dribble, pass inside to Doherty, layup is blocked away by Kaysaw, out of bounds, with 6 on the shot clock.
Yeah, Brett's looking at Brett, yeah. Brett should have dunked that, and he knows it. If you go up and dunk that quick, Kaysaw doesn't have...
At worst case, you get fouled, right?
Right, right, but Kaysaw doesn't have a chance to block it, but with laying it up, you know, soft, he had a chance to block it.
Kurth into Pitts, quick drive into Doherty, goes up, layup under the bucket, no good, he gets fouled, and will shoot a pair of free throws.
It's a good drive by Justin. Justin probably could have shot that if he wanted to, but it's a good pass, we'll take it.
Now we see Doherty back to the free throw line. And the way Brett's played and the way he's matured, he almost forces your hand up. You have to keep him on the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, you don't want him not on the floor because of all the little things he does for you. Kind of like what Max said last week after the games down there in St. Joe and what I kind of alluded to pregame. You know, he's so underappreciated because all the stuff that he does for the most part doesn't go in the stat book. And just his leadership and his chemistry with Pitts and the ball screen. It's just special.
He gets his first free throw to cut it to a three-point game. One more on the way for Doherty. And he stays perfect from the free throw line.
If he does that, then it's even better. You know what I mean? I know he's worked on it a lot this summer and this fall, so that could be a big improvement for the Bearcats.
Mula takes it right side, hands it off for Abad. Back out to Zotis. Dribbles in, 15 feet out, gets it off to Kaysaw, guarded by Doherty, 13 on the shot clock, back to Zotis, guarded by Welty, into the paint, passes, tip goes back to Zotis, out to Williams for three, no good, rebound comes down,
good
and fights for it.
Yep, Kaysaw had that, Justin came down and grabbed it from him.
And Justin brings it across midcourt as a pair of Roadrunners come over, now they drop back into their zone, left wing, it is Kurth inside to Doherty, working on Kaysaw, goes up, left hand, no good, rebound bounces around, Kurth has it, looking for the kick out, as a double team comes over on the baseline, jump pass out to Doherty, to Pitts, open for three, no good, too strong, but another offensive rebound for Northwest. Welty left side, back between the circles for Pitts.
Zave and Brett doing a great job keeping the ball alive down there.
Pitts all the way into the paint, kick out for Kurth, into the corner, Hawkins for three, yes! Bearcats back in front, 46-45.
Get four shots at it. I like our chances, honestly. But that's a great job by Kurth and Brett, continuing to keep the ball alive, give their teammates a chance.
Northwest first lead since probably about midway through the first half, 46-45. Cameron Williams, he's open for three off the screen, but an illegal pick coming up on Kaysaw.
That's another point of emphasis this year is that the ball screen is so popular in college basketball. They got to clean that up.
46-45, we have a timeout on the floor. We will take this 90-second timeout with them as the Bearcats back in front.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio, The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Bearcats up by one, 14-14 to go in the ballgame. Pitts near midcourt, guarded by Alec Williams, a sophomore from Metro State. Screen to his left from Doherty. They switch Cameron Williams onto him. Between the double team, out to Ryan Hawkins, open for three. The freshman, no good. Doherty nearly was put back, tipped out of bounds off of Brett.
It's like I said in the first half, we were getting so close to so many offensive rebounds. We've gotten a bunch of them already. Brett almost had another one there.
And the way the Bearcats have hit shots the last few minutes, the crowd getting back into it, back in front by one. It feels like a couple stops, a couple more made buckets.
Yeah.
This one could really start to snowball on Metro State as Cameron Williams drives in, left block. Kick out for Jaron Taylor, gives it off now to Mueller. 13:45 to go in the ballgame. Started by Hawkins, 50. Gets into the free throw line. Back out to Alec Williams, 9 on the shot clock. Started by Pitts, has a screen to his left. He goes right instead. Matched up with Doherty now, nearly picked from behind. 3 seconds, throws up the prayer, and that one will trail out of bounds.
That's a great defensive possession. Brett cut a guy off, Hawkins cut a guy off, Dave cut a guy off. That dribble drive motion works as long as you don't get cut off. The Bearcats showed a lot of moxie right there to slow them down.
A big stop, and the fans appreciate that one. Bearcats hanging on to a one-point lead. Pitts driving right, step back, thought about a three, head and shoulder fake. Now pass back door from Doherty, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Ryan Wilkie gets it into the paint, goes up, foul. Shot just off the mark.
Once again, though, Dave's the one that's down there and tips it and just keeps it alive. I mean, Welty's crashing and it comes to him, but he doesn't have a chance if Dave's not down there poking around, keeping the ball alive. I think if Pitts makes that shot, the roof comes off this place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a shot fake, pass to Brett, give and go action, which you usually see it the other way. But with Pitts and Brett, they'll do whatever they feel like doing, I guess.
And we've been on the Brett Doherty train all night, but seeing a big man like that in the court vision to fit a pass in like that's impressive.
Yeah. Well, the best quote we had from the Duke experience was Coach Krzyzewski calling Brett a point guard. They said they got a point guard at the center position. I mean, there's really not much higher praise you can get than from Coach K.
No, not at all. Northwest up by three. Jaron Taylor with it left side. Between the circles for Fox. Goes left side for Zotis. Back to Fox in the corner. Between the circles to Cameron Williams. 12 on the shot clock. Another long possession for Metro State. Williams, cross-court pass. Finds Fox. Three-pointer no good. Rebound, though, for Katoff. Gives it off to Zotis. He was open for three. Drives in. Left block. Nice little up-and-under move. Shot no good. Doherty nearly had the board, but goes out of bounds off Northwest.
A lot of scrapping going on for those rebounds now. Katoff's down there. Brett's down there. Ebu's flying around. That's probably gonna be the difference in the ballgame the rest of the way is who can rebound at both ends of the floor.
So far, Northwest in the ballgame out rebounding Metro State 23-21. As the inbound comes into Alec Williams, backdoor cut, Cameron Williams, layup is good.
That was a great pass. Great pass to thread the needle there. Zay was in pretty good position. Williams cut back door, thread the needle.
Kurth breaks the press ahead to Hawkins. Cross court pass to Endow. Now back up top for Justin Pitts. Screen to his left, into the corner for Hawkins. Drives baseline, floats one up, no good. Offensive foul coming up on Ryan.
Yeah, that's Hawk just being a freshman. He'll learn. He just took off from way too far out on that. It was almost a runner from the baseline. There's too many guys down there to shoot a runner around the baseline. He'll learn. That's all right.
You talk about Doherty going in for the dunk. You should just sky in like Michael Jordan, throw that one down, right?
Got to. You've got to do something spectacular if you're going to take a charge. Or commit a charge,
yeah.
I should say.
Posterize him. Cameron Williams barking up the signals for Metro State out near midcourt with 17 on the shot clock. 11:55 in the game. Jaron Taylor now driving in right block against Hawkins. The ball nearly stripped away. His shot no good, and Doherty comes up with the rebound.
Great hands by Hawk there. He had a layup, but Hawk reached in and batted it just enough to make the shot really, really tough to finish.
And down, middle of the floor for Doherty. Into the corner for Welty. The Bearcats break the press. Now back out right sideline for Justin Pitts, guarded by Cameron Williams. Now dribbles over to the left. And back to the middle of the floor. 8 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. As Pitts splits through a pair of defenders, kick out Ryan Hawkins. Wide open for 3. Off the rim, no good. Tipped up. And Ryan Welty keeps it alive for Northwest.
Another possession.
Started by Fox. Pitch drives in. Floater is good, but he has fouled on the floor.
It's a good call. Once again, John Hendricks, he's all over it. He knew.
Justin's wanting that NBA continuation, but he's not going to get it.
But, see, we've already got him in the penalty here, I believe,
yep.
Right? Yeah, so you know you got your best free throw shooter from last year going to the free throw line. And that all happens because Wealthy that time gets in there. Hawk is a great shot. Pitt's got in the lane, hit it to him. But Ryan Wealthy, even though that's exactly the shot you want, didn't take it for granted. Went ahead and crashed, kept it alive. Now you got Justin, hits the first free throw. He'll hit the second here, too. What do you think, Matt?
I guess he would. Attaboy. But if he would have missed it, we'd have given Andy Peterson the broadcaster jinx.
I don't believe in the broadcaster jinx because I'm not a broadcaster, Matt.
Well, for tonight and tomorrow you are.
True.
If you want to come back tomorrow.
True.
We'll leave a seat open for you.
I'll see what I got going on.
Northwest back up 50-47 after the free throws from Pitts. Cameron Williams driving in to the right blocks. Stop. Floater, left hand, no good. Long rebound, goes out of bounds off Metro.
That's a great job there by Ibu. Cameron's got him a couple times on that drive and that little Hezo fake and then finishing. Ibu did a great job staying down there, making him finish over him. He tried to make him finish over him.
Waitis back into the ballgame for the Bearcats. Gets it back to Pitts, right back to Joey into the corner for Wealthy as the Bearcats break the pressure. High post to Starsland. Get it back out now near midcourt for Pitts. To Waitis and right back to Pitts. He calls out for the screen from Starzl. Takes the left side, matched up with Zotis, gets into the block, picks up his dribble. Pass to Endow for three, off the backboard in the rim, no good. And Coach Mack wanted the foul, but no call.
Ibu kind of rushed that one a little bit. Not the best shot. Maybe an extra pass there or a shot fake and drive would have been better.
10:20 to go here in the second half. 50-47 is the Northwest lead. As Fox hands it off right side for Zotis. Guarded by Justin Pitts. Has a screen to his left from Kaita. He'll drive right instead on Starzl. Ball tipped out of bounds by Ryan Wealthy, sticking his hand in there.
Yep, great job by Wealthy. Good job by Dre to get over there and help Justin on that ball screen. And then Wealthy was in a good position. What we would call one man removed. So he wasn't involved in the play per se. And his man was away, but he got in there, knocked it out of bounds.
Good minutes for Dre Starzl. Heads back to the bench as Brett Doherty checks in. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 10:09 to go in the ballgame. Inbound is floated into Cameron Williams. Tries to go up for the alley-oop. And a foul coming up on Metro State as Williams didn't look like he had much of a chance at that one.
That was Justin Pitts sniffed that one out. What I would call a bird dog on that one. He saw he smelled that one coming. They set a little cross screen and tried to throw a lob. And Justin came off of his man and went and tipped it away. Ibu went and grabbed it and got fouled.
Spoken like a true country boy from
Grundy
County.
That's right, yeah.
That is four fouls on Cameron Williams, the leading scorer for Metro State. So he'll go to the bench as Chris Ibu and Dow goes to the free throw line. And his shot is off the mark, and K-Top pulls down the rebound. Alec Williams now controlling the point duties for Metro with Cameron Williams on the bench. Guarded by Justin Pitts, tips it away. Wittes nearly comes up with the steal. It goes out to Zotis. Cross-court pass for Mueller, and he'll dribble back up near midcourt with 13 on the shot clock. Takes it left side. Tries to flip front out for Kaiton. No one there. Zotis able to scoop it up, though, on the right sideline. Guarded by Wittes into the paint to the left block. Shot no good, but he's fouled and will go to the free throw line.
I didn't really see that one. What happened? I think he bumped him. I think Joey bumped him before the shot even happened. I think that's why he got the foul call.
Well, 9:41 to go in the ball game. Bearcats up by three. We will see free throws coming up for Metro State. But first, we'll take a 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Well, the first free throw out of the timeout for Zotis is good. He knocks them both down, his first points of the game, and Bearcats lead, cut to one. Inbound to Adal, back to Wittes, brings up the floor, back in front to Chris, to Ryan Welty in the corner, back to Wittes, and back between the circles now for Justin Pitts as the Bearcats break the press once again. Pitts,
two hands, yep.
He gets bumped and will shoot a 1-1 here as that is 19 fouls on Metro State with 9:21 to go in the ballgame.
So hard to stay in front of that kid. I'm speaking from experience now as a scout team guy for the last 8 years or something like that. But when he decides to go one direction, it's so hard not to bump him. And especially if you happen to put two hands on him, that's automatic. That's an easy call for the officials.
I mean, he's just kind of a freak, and a guy that comes in a frame like that can stop on a dime, he can shoot, he can drill. I mean, he can do everything.
Two more free throws, man.
You didn't call that one, so I can't give it to you.
Fair enough.
Next time, though, that is 10 points on the night for Justin Pitts as he nearly steers one away from Alec Williams. Hands off to Zotis, and that goes cross-court pass right side for Lawson. Picks up his dribble just inside the three-point line, back out near midcourt for Mueller. 11 on the shot clock. Trying to cross over Brett Doherty. 8 on the shot clock now. One dribble right, crossover back to the left, pull-up jumper no good. Rebound comes down for Chris Kidu and Dow. And the pass thrown away by Endow. Chris and Pitts are saying that one got tipped by Metro State, but the officials saying that one just was thrown out of bounds.
Yeah, well, once again, that's Ibu just got a little sped up there. He got the rebound, tried to get it to Justin as quick as he could, and you know that Metro's hanging around trying to get in the pressure. Just hold on to it, let the lanes open up, and then get rid of it.
Zotis inbound to Katov, back out to Alec Williams near midcourt with 8:48 to go in the ballgame. Bearcats nursing a three-point lead. Zotis right wing, guarded by Ryan Welty, looking inside for Jaron Taylor. Matched up with Joey Wittes. Couple dribbles, pivots to his right, goes up off the glass, and it's good.
It's a good finish. Good up and under move there.
Wittes off the left sideline for Brett Doherty. Cross court to the right side for Endow. Back to Doherty, high post. Into the corner for Ryan Welty. Back up to Chris Ibu and Dow. The screen to his left from Doherty. Pitts top of the key, left side for Wittes. 10 on the shot clock. Alec Williams extending out near midcourt. Pitts drives right by him, up and under move, foul, puts the bucket.
Kid's silly, isn't he?
And Katov saying, what more can I do?
Yeah, that's. I've always been a defensive guy, Matt, always. That's been my passion, I guess. I've never really liked offense. I've always liked defense.
Mind you, still a good three-point shooter.
I probably got that from my brother, because he just liked to just make me as mad as possible defensively. And I've always been told that good offense always beats good defense, and Justin is just the epitome of that, because you can guard him pretty well, and he still does that.
He is up to 13 points on the evening as the Bearcats up 55-51, their largest lead here in the second half. As Mueller hands off to Zotis, back left side for Taylor. Working on Wittes, hands off back to Mueller. Left side, can't find any opening, so he goes right side on the wing back to Taylor. Trying to get to the baseline. Spin move, inside goes incredible. Up, and he walked with
it. Yeah, that's great defense, Joey Wittes there. You mentioned it earlier. It's probably a little different energy, a little different fundamentals than up in Mankato, but he's learning. He's picking up quick. That's a great example of it right there. Good job moving his feet.
And we talked during the break, turnovers piling up the second half for Metro, not for the Bearcats.
Right, yeah, like I said, it's a possession game. So if you can limit your turnovers and create them, that's a big-time plus in the possessions game.
Pitts out near midcourt. Bearcats taking their time on offense. Look at that good shot as Pitts nearly crosses him over, goes up, scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Mueller. And Christy doing down, fights away for him, loose ball, and we have a foul coming up on Metro State, it looks like.
Great hustle by Ibu. That was one of those, we don't ever teach that.
going after the basketball in the backcourt. That's one of those gambles that Coach Taft, Coach Mack both have said, I'm okay with that you go after that, but you better get it. Because if you don't get it, you're probably going to be sitting by me, next dead ball. So Eber went and got it, got fouled.
And the Bearcats in a double bonus knocks down the first free throw. Because usually if you don't get that, a lot of times that's a foul coming up on you.
Or your teammates are playing 3-on-5.
Right.
Or,
yep.
You know, they're at a disadvantage to the other end. So going for a loose ball, or not necessarily a loose ball, because Metro, I think, had kind of secured it. But Eber went in there and poked it away and got it and got fouled. That's one of those gambles that it better not be a gamble. You better know you're going to get it. And he did. So as a coach, you don't say anything.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny, too, is Coach Mack is always saying, you know what, they just make me look good. Obviously, he's a great coach, but those are the moments, too, where he fights in there, gets it, and you kind of sit back and don't say anything. Let the players play, and it works out that time.
You tell him, good job, great hustle. But if he goes after it the next time, it's, what are you doing? Make good decisions? We don't need that right now.
Second free throw from Chris is good. He's up to 14 points in the ball game.
Oh, shot clock got him plugged. Maury Hopkins fixed it, everybody. Don't worry.
Was the ball game last year that everything kind of shut down? You had to run out there mid-game? Was it the women's game?
Yeah, I believe that's right. We had the whole shot clock. We had to switch out shot clocks. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's what you want with the arena full of people. But it is back up and running here. 7:15 to go in the ball game. Bearcats up by 6. And Metro State going left to right here in this second half. Zotis calling out the play for the Roadrunners. Gives it off right side for Lawson, guarded by Christy Boo and Dow. Looks inside for Taylor now. Back up top. Left sideline for Zotis. 9 on the shot clock now for the Roadrunners. Gets a screen from Taylor. Drives right. Guarded by Doherty. Step back. Long 2-point jump shot. No good. A foul coming up on Justin Pitts.
Yep.
So you got a push there on Shane Fox.
Yeah, Shane had the angle on him. And when that ball came off the rim, Justin just really had no other option than to foul him. Or give up a layup, which in that case is a good foul, JP.
Well, 4 subs coming in now for Metro State as Katah, Cameron Williams, Alec Williams, and Mueller come back in. Zotis inbounding baseline right, out between the circles to Katah, and into the hands of Cameron Williams, playing with 4 fouls. Gets matched up with Brett Doherty, who's caused a few of those on offensive fouls. Right side for Alec Williams. Guarded by Justin Pitts, dribbles left side, gives it off to Mueller. Nearly loses control of the ball. Back up top to Alec Williams. Working on Ryan Welty, gets into the left block. Good defense by Welty, causes him to adjust his shot. Putback, though, is good. And a timeout coming up here for Metro State after the bucket. 57-53 now is the Bearcat lead with 6:22 to go. We'll go ahead, we'll take this 60-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pittsenburger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsenburgers also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4255. 4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
6:22 left to go in the ball game. Bearcats up 57-53. Northwest being led by Christy Boone Dow, 14 points. And Justin Pitts, he's at a double digits now, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists.
Yeah, the biggest stat, like we talked about at halftime, is the turnovers, though. Bearcats have only turned over twice this half. Metro State's turned it over 7 times. And so that's how you go from an 8-point deficit to a 4-point lead in a little under 14 minutes.
And that's with Metro State continuing to full court press the Bearcats each possession. As Northwest breaks it one more time there, double team comes over. Pitts gives it off to Doherty, right back to Pitts. Cameron Williams steps out on Justin between the circles. Right side now for Ryan Welty. Back to Pitts. Has a screen from Doherty. Dribbling left side. A little bit of an opening. Goes in. Gets fouled. And Justin will go back to the free throw line.
I think that's Cameron's fifth.
Do you question that one? If you're coaching over there, do you keep him out longer?
No, I don't think so. Because, like I said, a little under 14 minutes, you're minus 13 or whatever. You went from being up 8 to down 4. You got to have your best player out there. You've only got one, maybe two more timeouts. So I'm okay with that, Coach Ball.
Do you try to put him somewhere on the defense that
you
can kind of hide him?
That's a great point, Matt. That may be the one thing you do is don't put him on Justin Pitts. You maybe try to hide him on a Ryan Welty, a guy that's going to sit in the corner and shoot, you know, something like that, not a driver. You could coach, Matt.
No, I could coach. I could pretend to look like I know what I'm talking about. As Andy Peterson is correct once again, as Justin Pitts is 9 of 9 from the free throw line tonight. Alec Williams with it right side. Gets a screen, takes it to the left elbow. Back up top from Mooley, left open for a 3. Around the cylinder and out. Rebound comes down to Welty. And a foul coming up, as they're saying, Doherty undercut Kata on the rebound attempt.
You know, that's one that I don't agree with. You got to let guys box out. If you don't let them box out, because there is no such thing as over the back. That's my biggest pet peeve in basketball, is when you go and you listen to parents and everybody yell about over the back. You look it up in the rule book. There's no such thing as over the back. You can push somebody or block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got a guy like Kata who just jumps out of the gym all the time, if he happens to jump while I'm boxing him out and it looks like an undercutting, you know, that's what I have issue with. So, I don't know. I would be mad right now if I was. Coach Mack would probably look at me right now and be like, did he foul him? And I'd been like, no, he didn't foul him. That's crazy.
You would just stoke the fire that is Coach Mack.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to know when to push his buttons. But at the same time, Kata's being aggressive. Sometimes you get a foul call for you.
Bearcats have 5 team fouls now. Still not in the bonus, while Metro State already in the double bonus. And Alec Williams driving in. It looks like that ball got tipped by Endowd and kicked out of bounds by Williams, so it goes back to Northwest.
Yeah, and once again, it's going to become an old hat. Brett Doherty did a great job on that ball screen, forcing him to go that direction.
The inbound comes in from Kurth to Endowd. He gets it back left sideline for Justin Pitts, who pushes it across midcourt and slows things down for the Bearcats, leading by 6. Back to the circles, has a screen here from Doherty. Bearcats matching their largest lead of the night right now with a 6-point lead. 5:13 to go. Into the paint for Doherty. Nice pass underneath to Kurth. Back out to Ryan Welty. Left open for 3. Ryan, that one short. And the rebound comes down to Zotis for Metro State.
It was a good job by Kurth to find Welty there. That's the shot you want. Just got to knock it down.
Jaron Taylor left open for 3 in transition. No good. Rebound comes down. And out of bounds off of Metro. Pitts in there fighting with the much bigger Jaron Taylor listed at 6'7". And the Bearcats get the ball back. We have a timeout on the floor, 4:56 to go. Bearcats up by 6. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Matt Tritton alongside Andy Peterson. The Bearcats up 59-53, 4:56 to go. Chance to move to 3-0 on the season and drop Metro State to 0-3. Bearcats back in action tomorrow afternoon here at the Northwest Classic as well, meeting up with Truman State at 3 o'clock. We'll have pregame on the Bearcat Radio Network coming up at 2:40. 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah, sure.
A lot going on tomorrow. Football playing at Ashland in the first round of NCAA Division II playoffs at 11 a.m. Pregame for that one coming up at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And down with it right side. Guarded by Reyes Sabad, gets into the baseline. Out to Doherty, back between the circles. Welty now to Justin Pitts with 10 on the shot clock. Welty right wing, back up top to Pitts. 5 on the shot clock now. He's going to pull up and just take a deep three-pointer out the front of the rim, but Xavier Kurth right there to keep this one alive.
It's uncanny. Honestly, it was such a long three. It was probably going to be a long rebound, but still, Zave's got the wherewithal to know to go in there and try to keep it alive.
Kurth, top of the key, right side now for Justin Pitts. To Brett Doherty. Right corner, Ryan Welty to Kurth, right back to Welty. Up top to Pitts between the circles. 8 on the shot clock one more time. Pitts going to drive on Alec Williams this time. Kick out, Kurth in the corner, doesn't handle the pass cleanly. Gets inside, puts up a shot, but it might have been deflected. Goes straight up in the air, and Bearcats can't get one off. It's a shot clock violation.
In the grand scheme of things, though, we just literally ran 59 seconds off the clock because of the first possession, Zave keeping it alive, and then being patient with the second one. Not a total loss there for the Bearcats.
Inside 4 minutes to go, up by 6. Mueller drives down, gets into the block, but gets it back out to Zotis right sideline. Driving in on Kurth, then a forearm on Kurth. They're going to get him for a foul.
Yeah. Still not a bad foul, though. You're not in the penalty. He kind of had you beat. You reach in, you foul him. Now they got to start all over again with that dribble drive motion.
It'll be Metro State inbounding on the far sideline. Just to the left of David Boyce, the Bearcat columnist.
We got to talk to David about a red computer. What's he doing with a red computer at Bearcat Arena?
Secretly a Central Missouri fan. Jump shot from Mueller is no good. Bearcats come up with a rebound, push it back the other way. I'm just kidding. David's a good guy.
Love the guy. Does a great job for us.
He loves Northwest, too. 17 on the shot clock. It is Pitts between the circles, right side and down. He's open for three. He'll take it, and that one's good.
It's a big shot there, Ibu.
He had 12 first-half points, only 2 in the second half before that three-pointer. 17 on the game, 62-53, Bearcats' biggest lead of the day. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame.
See, this is where your defense is starting to take over.
Alec Williams into the lane, lays it up over Pitts. It's a 62-55 Northwest lead. Full-court pressure, inbound near midcourt to Kurth. Kurth gets across the timeline, slows things down, and gives it off to Justin Pitts. Pitts right side, 4 in Dow. Bearcats milking the clock here with 2:38 to go. Pitts left sideline, takes a dribble, now gives it off right wing to Endow. Right back to Pitts. He wants a three-pointer. He's got it. 18 points now for Justin Pitts as the Bearcats up by 10.
Now you got a guard. Just make him take 15, 20, 25 seconds here, and that's a victory.
Alec Williams bounce pass to K-Taw at the free throw line. Trying to go in on Doherty, and he walked with it. Oh, offensive foul instead. Looked like a travel on my end.
Yeah, it's one of those 6-1 and half a dozen the other, because I think he did both, Matt. But once again, it's the defense. We talked about it in the first half. You're just making them work. You're making them work. You're making them work. And now you can kind of see it's all one-on-one stuff. Metro State's just, they're kind of just singling us out, trying to go one-on-one, and that's just feeding the lion or feeding the Bearcat or whatever you want to call it. Because that just plays right in our hands, especially at the other end when we're taking 15, 20 seconds. And then Ibu hits a tough three. We get a great shot for Pitts. It's a tough three. You know, you're really starting to stretch him here.
And that's also 5 personal fouls on Keita. So the 6'10" senior from Senegal heads to the bench for the rest of the game. Bearcats quickly break that pressure. And in doubt with it, left sideline with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Northwest up by 10.
So now you're just, once again, you're milking it, you're taking care of it, taking time, letting Justin create here in the last 10 seconds.
7 on the shot clock, off 2 and down. Wants another 3-pointer. That one no good. Rebound comes to Alec Williams. And we have a foul coming up on Jaron Taylor.
I think Brett had an angle there, and Taylor just reached out to grab him, keep him from running down that O board as well.
So two more free throws coming up for Brett Doherty. So far on the day is 3 of 3 at the charity strike. Northwest 20 of 21 from the free throw line tonight. Broadcast your dream.
That's on you, Matt. I didn't say anything.
I'll take that one. Doherty's 3 of 4, and Northwest is 20 of 22 from the free throw line. Still a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, we'll take that.
He misses them both. I'll wear that one. 65-55, Northwest in front. A minute 40 to go.
Oh, good, Welty. Another deflection.
Reyes Abad pulls up for a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Justin Pitts. Justin's pretty content with just running away from the defense to make him chase him down and decide if they want a foul or not.
Yeah, just be strong here. Take care of it.
14 on the shot clock, and Dow drives all the way in and lays it in right around Van Heinegen.
Good aggressive move by Ibu.
Alec Williams forces the ball down the floor on the other end, goes up, gets fouled, will go to the free throw line for two.
Pitts got caught kind of in between. If it's anybody other than Justin there, I'm probably yelling at him to try and just take a charge. You know, he's pushing it. Williams is there. He's trying to make something happen. You know what he's trying to do. As a coach, I know what he's trying to do. It's hard to sometimes convey that to the guys because they're in the moment so much. But if you stick in there and take the charge, step in there and take the charge, you're totally taking all of his aggression away.
First free throw is good, so the second one has 4 points for Williams. 104 left in the ballgame. Bearcats up by 10, and a timeout coming up here for head coach Ben McComb. Wants to get his team lined out for this final 64 seconds of the ball game, a 30-second timeout, and we will take this one with him. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printering House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Well, 67-57, the Northwest lead with 104 left to go win the ballgame.
Mack wasn't pleased with that press breaker, how that was set up there after that made free throw, so that's why he called the timeout, try to set something up here.
So with all four players here in the backcourt, do you know what he called?
No idea, because Mac's going to draw. He's got something every day, something new. It's hard to keep up with him as a coach. I can't imagine playing for the guy.
Well, he told a story one time, too, that I don't remember what it was. It was a late-game situation, draws up a play. Maybe it was last year in the postseason and says, you know what? Just forget about it. Just let Justin take it.
That's right. Sometimes that's your best play. Yeah, you can probably, I don't know if our fans at home can hear Max still yelling at him.
Inbound quickly into and down, knocked out by Zotis. So Kerfel inbound again. Being fronted by Jaron Taylor on the sideline.
There we go.
And he gets it into Justin Pitts right away. They're trying to foul. Alec Williams is. And now his ball tipped away from behind by Jaron Taylor. Now they get the foul.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they tried to foul him back almost at the free throw line in the backcourt there.
Well, Justin trying to sell it, kind of tossing the head back there, making it look like he got hit a little bit harder, but they didn't get it for him. Pitts will go to the free throw line. Bearcats up by 10.
Here comes the Coach Meyer offense for defense, or vice, however you want to say that, the substitutions.
Free throw good here as Doherty and Finley waiting to check in for Pitts.
Just kind of buying time. Let Justin get a little bit of a breather here. You also making Metro State slow down. Happening to, you know, take it out here. It's almost like a little 10-second timeout just to kind of let your guys get set, too.
On the floor now for the Bearcats, Finley, Kurth, Welty, Doherty, and Endow. Northwest up by 12.
Jaron Taylor with it left wing. Guarded by Endow. Picks it up. Gets it back out to Alec Williams. Still taking a lot of that shot clock as Williams pulls up for a three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Endow. Taylor trailing him. Alec Williams now comes up. And looks like they're calling the dogs off. The Bearcats up by 12 with 30 seconds to go.
Easy.
Endow cross-court pass to Finley.
Skip pass for absolutely no reason. Goofball.
Doherty drives in out to Welty. Welty gets into the block, stripped by Jaron Taylor with four on the shot clock. 13 now on the game clock. Alec Williams all the way to the other end. Layup, he gets bumped and fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. Bearcats up by 12, 11 seconds to go. We do owe you a station identification. We'll pause 10 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Hey, Williams' first free throw is good. We'll see a few more subs come in now for Northwest as Doherty, Welty, and Endow head to the sideline. Good ovation for them as Derek Lang, Tyler Doherty, and Ryan Hawkins come into the ballgame.
Much better job this half, obviously, like we talked about at halftime, just taking care of the basketball, getting the shots you want, truly making it a possession game, and that's why we flipped that around there, whatever that is, plus 19 points, plus 20 points.
Williams goes 1-of-2 at the free throw line. Kirk walks across midcourt. And time expires with Northwest ahead 69-58. Northwest improves to 3-0 on the season. Metro State falls to 0-3. And I don't know if folks at home can hear that one over the loudspeaker as well, but Matt Gorder at PA just announcing that Justin Pitts, the first Bearcat ever to score more than 2,000 points in his career after he scores 20 this evening, 11 of 11 at the free throw line as well, and just chalk it up, another accolade for the point guard.
It's good stuff, and it's three games into his senior year.
Well on his way now to over 2,500 points.
I mean, this guy's crazy. He's good. He's a great kid, obviously. He's got to graduate. Got to get him through school. He'll have a big-time career afterwards, whether it be overseas or around here. Just a special kid, special Bearcat. Loves his teammates. I think that's the best part about it. Obviously, a lot of people don't know. I mean, he's in the top two, three, four. I don't know what it is exactly in assists, too. It's not like he's just a ball hog and shoots it every time he touches it. I mean, he shares it. His teammates get it to him when they need him to get it to it. It's really special.
Well, Justin, do a little bit of everything tonight. Five rebounds and four assists to go along with 20 points. Bearcats, an 11-point win this evening. You want to stick around for postgame?
Well, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Fun evening here as Northwest picks up its third win of the season. We'll go ahead and take a three-minute timeout, and when we return, we'll be back with postgame here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Well, the number one team in the nation wins its third straight to start the season, a 69-58 win for Northwest Missouri State. Along with Andy Peterson, I'm Matt Tritton. A good win. Home opener. Are there a few more nerves coming in, playing in front of your home crowd for the first time, especially with what you did last season?
I think so, and I think there's almost that expectation of that, you know. So to be able to handle that first time at home, and like we talked about a little bit earlier with, you know, you got so many new players. Joey's new. Hawk plays a lot. He's new in terms of actually playing on the floor with you. Kirk Finley's getting more minutes. Dre's getting more minutes. So you're mixing things up. Zach Schneider's not out there. Devontae Mosby's not out there. Woods, you got a new team, so it's all still kind of fresh. You've got two games on your belt down with St. Joe, but like you said, you're at home for the first time. You got a pretty good crowd. There's just a lot. It feels like there's a lot more at stake. It's just one game. It's not going to make or break your season. But like we kind of talked about a lot last year, and you don't want to talk too much about last year because it's past and gone, and it doesn't help you this year at all. But you got to enjoy the wins, especially the good ones. And the Northern State win's a good win. Up Iowa, they showed tonight they're, you know, a pretty solid team. That's a good win. This is going to be a good win against a legit RMAC team through the end of the year. So you got to enjoy the wins too, especially when they're at home.
Is there some benefit too to seeing some adversity, being down by 9 on your home floor early in the season instead of maybe just coming out and winning every non-conference game by 30, then getting into a tough MIAA?
Yeah, without a doubt. You hit that a little bit. You hit on that a little bit earlier when you talked about last year. You play Metro early, pressing team, and you end up seeing that in the national tournament. Now we've got film of, hey guys, we were down 8 at home to a team, and you came back and beat them. You doubled them up in the second half, 38-19. So you've got, as a coach, and I think what Coach Mack does a great job of, and I'm sure he'll tell you that tonight when you interview him, he's going to focus on what we should have done, what we could have done. You know, so if you can learn from your wins, which we've gotten a lot better at the last few years, that goes a lot farther for you than having to wait for a loss to learn something. So, and that comes also with having upperclassmen like Justin and Brett Doherty, Chris Evu, having guys like Zach Schneider sitting on the bench with you now as a graduate assistant, Austin Meyer. You know, guys that have been through it and played it and understand it and they get it. It's one game at a time, one possession at a time. You get better every possession or every game, and you can do something special.
Last year, 66-64 win in Denver. This evening in Maryville against Metro State, a 69-58 victory. We'll step aside, be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the student body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The student body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
An 11-point win for the Bearcats, but at halftime, we're trailing by 8. Weren't shooting the ball too well early in this ball game, but able to find their stroke and pull it a win tonight, Andy.
It's a good second half, you know. I mean, I think, like we said, it's being able to make adjustments, but also at the same time continuing to do what you do and knowing that that'll all play out in the end is a good thing. So,
well, Bearcats led this evening by Justin Pitts. If you want to take a go with those stats.
Final stats. Justin Pitts, as Matt said, went over 2,000 points for his career. First ever Bearcat to do that in the history of our program, so that's pretty special. Hit all 11 of his free throw attempts, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Solid night for that guy. Chris Ibuendow, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Ryan Welty snuck in there with 12 points. Brett Doherty, 7. Brett also kind of led the way in the rebounding, 5. Justin Pitts at 5. Ibu had 5. 15 offensive rebounds as a team. That's probably one of the key stats of the game, truth be told. So Ibu also chipped in with 4 assists, too. So he had a pretty good night in 32 minutes. So some good stuff. Like always, I think, you know, we spread it around, which is, I think, the good mark of a good team. So Cameron Williams led the MSU Roadrunners, 21 points on 9 of 15 shooting. He had 3 rebounds and an assist and a steal to go along with that. Peter Moeller, 10 points on 4 of 12 shooting, 3 rebounds. He had 2 steals to go along with that in 26 minutes. Obviously, Kata had a big night, 9 rebounds, 4 offensive, 7 points. A block and a steal, so he's a stat sheet filler for sure, an athlete like that, which is pretty cool. Alec Williams there down the stretch kind of chipped in for him with 9 points. Jaron Taylor had 9 as well. The Bearcats out-rebounded the Roadrunners 35-30 with 15 O boards to 18 defense rebounds for Denver, so that's a big stat there for him. And then, like I've mentioned kind of throughout the game, just the turnovers. Bearcats ended up with 10 after having, 7 at halftime, and then they got Metro to turn it over. They turned it over 12 times on the game. And then the other big stat, I think, is 11 assists to 5 assists, Bearcats, the Roadrunners. So not only, you know, like I said, Justin scored 2,000 points. That's awesome. But he's also probably by the end of it, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the all-time leader in assists as well. Sharing the ball, getting your teammates good looks, putting them in good spots to finish is key. So.
And Justin does a little bit of everything, like you said, and leads the Bearcats to a 3-0 start and 14 consecutive wins dating back to last February. Number one team in the nation continues to roll on a 69-58 win tonight over Metropolitan State. Coming up, we have the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McComb. We'll take a quick break and be back with Coach Mack. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
An 11-point win for Northwest Missouri State in their home opener, knocking off Metro State. Bearcats back home on Saturday, taking on Truman State at 3 o'clock. We'll have 2:40 pregame. Now chatting up with head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And this is one where Metro State played well early, takes an 8-point lead into halftime, but your squad obviously coming back, D'ing them up, only allowing 19 second-half points and pulling this one out.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought defensively we really geared up in that half. I thought that we got some big stops. We got some big defensive rebounds. We increased our possessions by getting O boards. You know, we have to understand. You have to compete every game, every time you come out at a high level. And right now, we kind of wait to see how hard we have to compete, and then we decide. Oh, this is how hard we are going to go. And so, we've got a ways to go. You know, we've got a lot of newcomers, and they're still trying to figure things out. And honestly, Metro's a really good basketball team. I mean, they're really good.
Does a game like this on your home floor facing some adversity wake things up, so instead of waiting to see how the other team's going to play, kind of come out, hit them in the mouth early?
Yeah, you know, and that's what we always say is bully the bullies, and we didn't do that. They bullied us. That whole first half, they were in complete control, and their energy was better. They were tougher. They were more physical. They beat us to 50-50 balls. You know, and so naturally, because of that, although I felt like they were really physical, you don't get calls because you're soft. You're being soft. And you know, we need to be tougher. We need to be more physical. We need to be more aggressive, and we will. Hopefully we can correct that for tomorrow.
Your thoughts on Brett Doherty's defense, to be able to step out on that young man, Cameron Williams, a pretty shifty guard, and step up and took a few charges tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that people don't understand is he's got probably the best feet on our entire team. And so when we get a switch like that, it's like, okay, now we got a better defender on you. I mean, his feet are exceptional, and you know, we saw on scouting report that he would lower his shoulder quite a bit, and he creates that space. So he created space on Justin earlier, and then Justin didn't take the charge, and then later in the game we took it and were able to get some big calls down the stretch.
Justin Pitts eclipsing 2,000 points in his Northwest Missouri State career, the first player in program history to do that. Talk on and on about what he brings and what he does and shooting threes and his floater and the body control and everything too, but young man that struggled shooting in the first half but finished 11 for 11 at the free throw line to reach 20 tonight.
Yeah, I think tonight it was tough just because they were really physical with him, and then he's having to break the press by himself and then make every play, and it just becomes fairly fatiguing. You know, it's one of those deals that in those situations, that's a tough team for us to play just because of that and because of how hard they play. I haven't seen, I mean, even Fairmont State didn't even get close to playing as hard as what they play. I mean, those guys play hard. And so, you know, we're probably not going to see anybody anywhere near their level of effort, but I don't know. We'll see. It was fun. It's a fun game for us. I'm glad we got a win.
You got to turn around tomorrow and take on Truman State. They gave up 110 points to Upper Iowa, a ton of fouls in that basketball game. Is that one where the way you play defense, the way your guys shoot free throws, you like how you go into that basketball game?
Well, I think so. They're a little more traditional, too. You know, that helps us a lot just because they're not going to come out and press for the whole game. And then offensively, they're more traditional where they run a motion and then they run some ball screen stuff. So, Yeah, you know, they're good. They're a lot better than what they showed against Upper Iowa, I can tell you that much right now. I mean, they're considerably better. I thought they would honestly beat Upper Iowa, but Upper Iowa came out and really competed at a high level. So it's going to be just as every bit as tough as today. And you know, that's the way I scheduled, and that's the way I've always scheduled. We'll see how it shakes out.
Is it harder going up against opponents like this throughout your non-conference or stepping into the shoes of Andy Peterson on the headset?
You know, that's a difficult thing to kind of answer, just because Andy's ability to call a game, and I wonder what I'd like to hear some feedback from the listeners, but you don't get a talk. People can't call you when you're on the
right
radio, which
like
is disappointing.
On TV, they can't see.
You know, I'm
right.
Guessing Andy probably had a few questions for my coaching ability, some of the calls out there, you know, and I know what he was mad at.
Yeah.
I know what Andy was mad at because he sat on my bench for 8 years. I'm sure there was a few calls that he just didn't quite agree with. No, I'm not saying the officiating. I thought the officiating was excellent. But there, you can always hear Andy, that's a foul, that's that. Up here, you can't do that. You can't do that up here. So I'm guessing he kept it cool.
Is it less stressful on the bench now? Because he said he knows how to stoke your fire during the game and kind of make you more mad at the officials.
Absolutely he does, because he yells at them. Yeah, he does. And then right when he yells at him, then I yell the same thing he yells. And so, no, it's fun. And usually me and him and Austin usually banter back and forth, and it's just a full argument throughout the whole game. But
as long as it comes out when you're in front, that's okay.
Yeah, no, we do. We're not real sensitive, so we're not real sensitive to each other. So it works out fine.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good win tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Matt.
That is Ben McCollum, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. Coach McCollum's post-game interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break. Be back with your extra effort award here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemobilelives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, after an 11-point win for Northwest Missouri State, we hand the reins of the Extra Effort Award over to Andy Peterson to make his selection.
That's tough. That's real tough, actually. And I'm too invested, I think, to do this. Can I give it to Coach Austin Meyer?
You can give it to Coach Austin Meyer.
This is why. Let me explain.
But you got to back it up.
This is why I'm going to give it to Coach Austin Meyer. You're preparing for a team that you know they're going to play hard, but you have no idea what they're going to do. You know they're going to press, but you don't know what kind of press. You know they're going to play zone, but honestly, Metro State probably doesn't know what kind of zone they're going to run. With new guys on both sides of the ball. And I think we saw it all night. And I kind of mentioned it a few times without really knowing I was mentioning it, was the dribble drive and people cutting people off and just knowing what Metro is trying to do with the little bit of film and stuff you've got and putting all of our guys, because I kind of want to give it to Brett. I kind of want to give it to Zave, even though he's not even in the stat sheet very much. You want to give it to Justin for 2,000 career points. You want to give it to Ebu for everything that he does. So I think I'm going to give it to Austin Meyer.
Because
scouting report and getting our guys ready to play a tough, non-conventional basketball team at home. Home opener of the next year after a national title. I think I could give it to Austin Meyer for his preparation and getting the guys ready to go.
I think that's the most well thought out extra effort award you've probably given out in years, if I'm being honest.
Well,
so I like it. I say that Andy Peterson's the real MVP. John Coffey in Ashland, Ohio, getting ready for football tomorrow, stepping up, filling in.
I would be remiss not to say hi to my mom and dad.
You have to.
Hi, mom and dad. Because I always tell John, mom and dad, you know, in the milk barn, milking cows, they're always listening. And so he gives them a shout every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did in the national title game last year.
I think so, yeah.
Early day or Final Four. So if I had the opportunity to be on the radio and say hi to mom and dad and didn't do it, John would probably just be really upset. So
Andrew, my dad would be.
I got to say hi to mom and dad, Brian Amar Peterson, Peterson Dairy. What's up?
Get it done. Yep. There you go. Well, we have one more segment left.
I like
so
it.
Don't go just yet. But extra like effort award going to Austin Meyer, thanks to Andy Peterson this evening. We'll take a quick break. Be back to recap this game, get you set for everything coming up in Bearcat Sports on Saturday as well. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882. Or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orschlin Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orschlin supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a 69-58 victory for Northwest Missouri State caps the first evening of the Northwest Classic. We also had Truman State falling to Upper Iowa 110-92 to start this evening. Truman State coming in, have to not be feeling well after giving up 110 points in regulation. What do you expect of the Bulldogs tomorrow?
I think they'll adjust. I mean, they are a tournament team from last year. So with quite a few new returners, so they'll adjust. They'll throw up a better effort tomorrow. I think part of that too is once again Upper Iowa. It's early in the year. Upper Iowa has that ability to just shoot you out of the gym like they did. I mean, they got us a couple years ago, first or second game of the year. So Truman will adjust. They'll be ready to go tomorrow. It'll be a tough ball game.
That one's set for a 3 o'clock tip-off. So we'll have pregame at 2:40 with the game before it. We might go on a little bit later, but just be tuned into the Bearcat Radio Network, and we will have you covered there. Football coming up from Ashland, Ohio. The Bearcats taking on the Ashland Eagles in the first round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. John Coffey, Ryan Elliott, Jenny James will have the call for that one. Pregame starting at 10 a.m. for that 11 a.m. kickoff. Should be a lot of fun for that one as well. And for our men's basketball broadcast tomorrow, Andy Peterson.
I'm coming back.
Let's do it again.
It
was a lot of fun.
I appreciate it.
You nailed your first game. That was good. You made me sound less bad.
Well, I told you while we were out. My dad has always told me I've had a face for radio. So,
well, I think you could do plenty of TV games if you had the opportunity.
It's a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing it as well. Big thanks to our engineer back in the studio, Sean Nino. Another great broadcast for him. He'll be back with us tomorrow as well, too.
Hey, this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbeer.com.
Northwest, a 69-58 win over Metropolitan State. For Andy Peterson and Sean Nino back in the studio, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Bearcat Arena.